Be'ez Hashem Mizbuch begin Perek Shein of the second chapter Nam Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah in the Sefer Zmanim in the book of Designated Times, which we continue Hadlachas of Pesach, specifically regarding getting rid of the Chametz and also doing the Bedikas of Chametz, checking with Chametz. The Ram gets a lach off regarding the mitzvah of getting rid of the Chametz. Mitzvah is the same in the Torah. There's a positive commandment from the Torah, Lahashbis HaChametz, to get rid of the chametz kodesh man isach chilasa before it becomes the time of when its consumption is forbidden. Shemek says in the pasuk in Shemayis, but yom rishon on the first day, tashbisu soim mebateichim, you should get rid of the leavening from your homes. Now, mepiash mulamda from tradition, they learn shorishon zeh. What does it mean by yom rishon? That first day, hu yom arba asa, it's actually referring to the 14th of Nisan, because in this context, rishon actually means beforehand. And roila davar, proof that it means by yom rishon, the day before, is already on the 14th. When it's going to be time for it forbidden to be eaten, that it's already going to be the midst of getting rid of it. It's Mashiach Kazav Atar. It says in the Pasik, Lo Yisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, don't slaughter when you have possession of Chametz, the blood of my carbon of the Pesach. Claim in other words, Lo Yisishchat al Pesach, don't slaughter the Pesach, but die in the Chametz Kaim when you still have the leavening still around. Now, Shchitza Pesach, slaughtering carbon Pesach, Hu Yema Ba'asa Chachatzai, it's already on the 14th of Nisan afternoon. So therefore, you see that B'yem Arishan, when do you have to get rid of it, is on the 14th before the time of afternoon of the 14th. Halacha Beis. Now, Ma'ayash Ba'asa Zu Amor B'Tel, what is this mitzvah in the Torah that it says regarding getting rid of the chametz? He sheyevat libelibe. This getting rid of is actually to nullify in one's heart. V'yachshav v'yisikaver to consider the chametz like earth. V'yasam libelibe and just to place it in his heart. She'im b'shusu chametz called that as if he doesn't have in his possession any chametz at all. V'shachol chametz shebesusu and that any chametz that he does have in his house. Hadehi ka'aver, it's like earth. It's like dust. U'kadavish imetzar klal, like something that he does not need at all. Halacha gimel. However, there's a mitzvah we know of bedikas chametz. Medivri Seifim from rabbinic law is l'chapis achar chametz, to go seeking, to go looking after the chametz b'machabayis in the hidden places b'chleidim in the cracks, v'libdik and to check, v'leitziyeh mekol gvulein, to get rid of it from all his boundaries of his, what he has. Medivri Seifim, so from rabbinic law, shabaitkim that we check, u'mashbis na chametz, and we get rid of the chametz b'alayla at night time, mitchilis leila ba'asa, from the beginning of the night of 14th of Nisan. Lo'or haner, to the light of a candle, v'mnesha b'layla, because at nighttime, first of all, kol ha'metzuyim b'batim, most people are home in the evenings, so that's a good time. And also, lo'or haner yefa l'bedika, the light of the candle is very good to check with, specifically at nighttime. Then koiv medrash, and we don't establish in the Beis HaMedrash for people to be learning b'soipiyam shalisha asra at the end of the 13th of Nisan. And mechein ha'chacham, so to the sage, lo'yaskal likras beis, so he shouldn't start reading now at this time when it's becoming the night of the 14th, shem yimashach, because it might get drawn after their learning. V'yimana b'medikas chametz b'tchilas mana, and they're going to hold back from checking for the chametz in the beginning of its time, and therefore to prevent that, we said you can't even be learning beforehand, because you have to be ready right when it's the beginning of the night of the 14th to check for the chametz. Now, in Baitkin, you cannot check loyla or halvana, not to the light of the moon, not to the light of the sun, not to the light of a torch, and lor haner has to be the light of a candle, because those don't work well enough, and the torch also, you're not going to be able to get it into the crevices, and you're not going to be able to check well enough. Now, the minimum, when we say this, is b'chorim of makvois, like we said, where you're checking in the cracks and in the hidden places. Of lachsadra, which is a type of a porch that has like three walls, but the fourth wall is open. Which is a lot of light because it opened on the fourth side. If you checked it to the light of the sun, daya there will be enough. And in the middle of a courtyard, in the middle of a yard, in the Bedika, you don't even have to check because the birds are all around over there. And they're going to eat up any chametz that falls there anyway. Now, if there's a crack, a hole in the middle of the house, in the middle of the wall, like a townhouse, that's between him and his friend. He's on the other side of the wall, the other apartment. Zebaydik ad makam shared magas. So this guy on this side, he checks until how far his hand can reach. Zebaydik ad makam shared magas. And the guy on the other side checks as far as his hand can reach. Bashar, the rest, whatever's in between, he nullifies in his heart. But if it's a crack, if it's a hole in the wall between him and the Gentile, anybody called doesn't check at all. Maybe the Gentile is going to say, Kshafim oisili, he must be doing some type of sorcery to me. What's he doing over here with a candle and coming in the wall? Rather, he just nullifies in the heart, and that's enough. In any place that you don't bring in chametz, and the tzarich b'dika doesn't even need to be checked because you don't bring chametz into that area. Halacha vav. Now, chori abayis, the cracks in the walls of the house, hatachtoin, that are either very low down, like beneath three tefachim, where it's not norm to use a crack so low down, or velyonim, or that which is on the top, which is so high that people can't reach for, or v'gagi yitzia, the roof of this annex, which is a small little room where it has a slanty roof, and it's not easy to utilize the area, and therefore it's not logical that he used it, and therefore it also would not be need to be checked. Or but if it's bakar or barn or belulim or chicken coop or matbin or the place where the haystack is or boitzes yain boitzes shemen or storehouses of wine or storehouses of oil she'in restap again, where you don't usually use that area when you're in the middle of a meal, which would be the only time you'd be concerned that maybe you brought chametz inside over there, you bring your slice of bread with you, or based on gedolim, or the place where the large fish are kept, which also in the middle of a meal you're not going to be getting the large fish because that you know from before the meal how much fish you need. So all those areas in a tzricha bedika, you don't have to check them out. Elam ken hechnas lam chametz, unless if you know you brought in chametz over there. But generally these areas chametz is not brought over there. Aval oitzer sheicha ba oitzer yayin, but storehouse of beer or storehouse of wine. Shem estavim that you do utilize in the middle of a meal. So you might have come in with some food that you were when you came to get a glass of wine, or based on katan, the place where the small fish are. Where that's things that you need sometimes in the middle of a meal. Or based eitzim, or the place where the wood is. Might need to put in more fuel, or beis hamurias, the place where the brine is, or v'chayar beis hamtsayim, or the cracks that are in the middle of the wall, which, yeah, people would put stuff in that hole. Okay, it's a bit of similar types of things, tzricha medika. So that needs to be checked. Shestam, shemachnis l'mchametz, because we presume that those are areas that a person would possibly bring in chametz. Now, b'myodah b'vad, if a person knows definitively shleichet l'shem chametz, that he did not put in chametz over there, then in tzricha medika doesn't have to check. Now, when he checks the wine cellar, he only checks the two outermost rows, that's the upper row of barrels and the one beneath it, but more than that, we don't have to check. Halacha Zayin, regarding doubts that come up regarding the halachas of chametz that we're checking for, say, in Chayshin, you don't have to be concerned, Shema Godra Chulda, maybe a weasel dragged chametz, Lamakim Shema Chalis by chametz. Say, how do I know? How do I know there's no chametz? I know, I never brought, maybe a weasel that ran in the house, maybe he dragged. You don't have to be concerned that maybe he brought chametz in over there, because shem nachash mebayis lebayis, because we have to be concerned from one apartment to another apartment. Nachash me'elir, we have to be concerned from one city to another city. There's no end to it. How do you know anything? Maybe. We don't have to be concerned for that. Now, badik lel arba asa. Let's say someone did the bedika on the night of Erev Pesach, on the night of the 14th. Benich esachalas. And he left, and as the custom people put out, 10 pieces of bread. He left 10 pieces of bread. Umatzatesha, and then he comes next morning, he finds only 9. He has to be concerned. The circle of the Pamshni, we'd have to check a second time. Most definitely, there was a weasel or mouse over here somewhere that dragged the piece, the 10th piece. It might be anywhere, because you left 10, there's only 9. If you see a mouse going into the house, has a piece of bread in its mouth. And this was after you already checked. Okay, circle of the Pamshni, you have to check a second time, because you know that a piece of bread came in over here. And even though you find crumbs in the middle of the house, you don't say, oh, the mouse ate up the piece of bread because here you see the crumbs. No. We actually are concerned that maybe the mouse put the slice of bread in a crack or in the window. Maybe these crumbs, maybe they were there from before. And the reason why is because mice don't usually crumble. So that we're not going to suspend and say that this is from that bread and they ate it up. You have to go back and check again. Now, if you don't find anything, then you got to check the whole house. But if you find that slice of bread that the mouse had taken and brought in, then they don't have to check all throughout, because you found that bread already, which is before checking the whole house, which is what he obviously brought in. Halacha test. Now, if you find a child that came into a pre-checked house, and he has a loaf of bread in his hand, when you come in after him and you find crumbs, in the then you don't have to check the whole house. Because we could presume that the child ate it. And these crumbs is what fell from him when he was eating. Children, when they eat, they make crumbs when they're eating. So we could presume that that's from what they ate. But it's not the way of a mouse to make crumbs. And therefore, if we find crumbs, it's not enough when the mouse goes in. Now, if you don't find crumbs at all, then you would have to check. Even when the child brings it in, say, hey, maybe he put it somewhere. Where is this? Halacha yud. Someone left 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. So the majority is matzah. Uva ach bar v'natl. But now a mouse comes and takes. We don't know if chametz and matzah. We don't know if he took from the matzah pile or from the chametz pile. We saw he was running away with something. But he went into a pre-checked house. So you have to check why. Because shakala kavod, whatever stationary, kemechza mechza. In halacha, there's something called rav, which we go after the majority, which the majority here is not problematic. It's matzah. But since it's stationary, we consider 50-50 chance, and therefore, it might be chametz, and therefore you have to check. If there's two piles, echad shel chametz ve'echad shel matza, one is chametz leaven and one is unleavened. Ushnei batim, now you have two houses in front of you. Echad badik ve'echad shein badik. One was checked, one was not checked. Ubosh ne'ech badik, and two mice come. Zenot l'chametz ve'zenot l'matza. One takes the chametz loaf and one takes the matza loaf. Ve'ein you do. Now you don't know leizah bayis nechlezesh and not l'chametz. You don't know which house is that the mouse with the chametz went into, and you don't know which one the one that had the matza went into. Or v'chein similarly shnei batim bedukim. You have two check houses that were checked already. V'tzibur echad shel chametz, you have one pile of chametz. Ba'ach b'menot l'a mouse came and took. Then you do the ezabayis nichnas. You don't know which. You know in one of the two houses. You don't know which one of the two houses he went into. Oh, you're another case. Sheyadu shenichnas l'echmem. You know he went into one of them. V'nichnas achar. You went in after. Mabadak. You checked. V'leimatzakom. You didn't find anything. Oh, shabadak. Umatzakiko. Or you checked and you found a loaf of bread. Oh, or another case. Sheyitishet tziburin shematzah v'echad shachametz. There were nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz. Upedish kikamehem. Now, one of the loaves had separated from the piles. You don't know was it the chametz one, was it the matzah one, and then the va'ach but not like kikar shapirish. And then the mouse came, didn't take it from the pile, took it from that which was separated from the pile. That loaf that was separate, he took that one. V'nichlas b'ayis b'adik, went in the pre-checked house. B'chol elu, all these cases, there's a common denominator in all of them. The halach is going to be in the Turk libdik pamashni. You don't have to check a second time. She'ein kankavur, because it was not stationary. Here there was something that was. Let's say the last case, which it was removed already, and we say called the pogish merubah pogish, whatever separate was from the majority. So that loaf, we're assuming that separate was matzah, and now the mouse takes it in. You don't have to check. Halacha yud beis. Hanecha chametz bezavazu. If you left chametz in this corner, umetzav bezavazachas, you come and you find it in a different corner. Oy shenich teshachalas. Or let's say you left only nine loaves. Umetzav, you find a tenth one. Oy shabah achber benot lo chametz. Or a mouse came and took chametz. Then suffik nichnas labayizah oyloy nichnas. He's not sure did he go into this house or not. But chalelu, in all these cases, tzarech libdik, you have to check misafik out of the doubt that maybe there is chametz here because what's going on? Why, the chametz was here, now it's somewhere else. There's something that was changed, and you have to say that maybe there is other chametz here. Halachid gimel. Nechnes ach b'labayis. If a mouse went into a house, v'kika b'pif, and there's a loaf of bread in his mouth. V'yosa ach b'misham, v'kika b'pif, and then you see the mouse coming out with a loaf of bread in his mouth. So I mean, you say, that's the first mouse that went in with the bread. This is the last one that goes out. You don't have to check. You assume that that's the same mouse with the bread. Now, but let's say the first one that went in was black. The one that went out was white. Well, then you have to check. It's obviously not the same one. Now, let's say a mouse comes in with a loaf of bread in his mouth. And then a weasel comes out from there and has a loaf of bread in its mouth. Tzarech libdik, you still have to check, because if it had taken the loaf of bread from the mouse, it would have taken the mouse also in its mouth. Mouse in its mouth. And it only has the bread. Now, yatzis misham chulda, but let's say the weasel comes out, v'ach b'vekika b'fiya, and it has a mouse and a loaf of bread in its mouth, then in the tzarech libdik, then you don't have to check. Shazeh hakika hushayi b'fiyach, but we could presume that this loaf of bread was the one that was in the mouth of the mouse, and now the weasel has the mouse and the loaf in its own mouth. If a snake went into a hole, upas b'fiv, and has bread in his mouth, ein chayv lahavi chabar. You don't have to bring a necromancer or someone who knows how to do these magic to get the snakes out from where it is. Meaning, you don't have to hire, spend money and expenditures lahitziyay to get the snake out. Rather, just mevatel in your lathe and you do bittel. Halacha yadalet. Kizayis chametz b'shmei kayach. If you have an olive size of chametz on the top of the rafters. In the ceiling. We obligate the person to bring ladders, even though it's way beyond reach, bring ladders to take it down. Why? At times the building might shake, and it will fall down from the ceiling of the beams, which obviously could be problematic. They might come to eat it. Now, but in contrast, if let's say the chametz is deep in a pit, then we don't obligate him to take it out. It's enough just to nullify in his heart, because it's not going to pop up, but something could fall down. Halacha tezvav, regarding nullifying the utility of the chametz to make it non-problematic. So kippa sa'ar, which is leavening, when it can turn into a block, hard and dry, sheyichad al yeshiva, where this huge block of leavening, they designate it for sitting, and they use it like a bench now. So imtach paneh betit, if it was the surface was smeared with clay, hadeza betela. So that's nullified from being considered as chametz. And with lekama, you'll have to keep it. It's like a bench. It's not chametz. Now, batzik shebesid ka'areva, if you have dough that were in the cracks of the trough, some type of a container. So, imish kezayz b'makam echad, if you have an olive size of dough in one area, chayv levar, you have to get rid of that. V'im lav, if not, so it depends. If it was made to strengthen the cracks in the trough. Or you list them by nekabot to plug up a hole. So batal b'miyuta is nullified in its minority in regards to the bowl into the trough. Now vimlav, but if not, well chayv levag. You have to get rid of chametz. I don't care how small it is. Now hoy b'shnei chatzoy zeis b'shnei mekametz. Now if you had two half of olive sizes in two different places, v'chutzal betzek b'neim, and you had a string of dough between those two half of olive size pieces, so then we see. Kol, anything she'ili not al chodib, you take the string, nital nimoy, mean the string of dough. The other piece of dough would come off with it. Chav levad, then you have to get rid of it because it's considered as one entity of this kezayis of that you have, like b'makom echad that we said that you have to get rid of it. From lav not, in tzach levad, then you don't have to get rid of it because again, it's not considered like kezayis b'makom echad, which we said that there would be cases that you would not have to get rid of it. It would be batal m'miyutai, and you don't have to be mivar. I look at this now. But when we say this, the two half olive sized pieces in two different places, you don't have to get rid of it because it's not connected. Is bareva in a trough, meaning in that container of the bayis, but in the house, in the apartment, alpha pishem yinot l'chut. Then even if you take that string, ainu tol my both halves would not come with it. Chayv l'vay, you do have to get rid of it. Why? Because at times it might gather together as one because you're sweeping the house, and then the two halves might come into one entity. You'll have it because chametz in one place. Now, but if you had, let's say, half an olive size of chametz on the first floor, another half an olive size on the second floor, which is not common that they're going to end up being in the same place, or chatzi zayis babayis, v'chatzi zayis b'chsadri, you have an olive size in the apartment and half an olive size on the porch. Or you have half olive size in this apartment, and then you have another half olive size in the apartment that's within that other one. So so since these half olive size pieces of chametz are devukim b'ksalim, are stuck on the wall, like b'kayres, or the beams, or b'kakores on the ground, it's the sticky dough, you don't have to get rid of it, it would be enough just to nullify in your heart, and that would be enough. You would not have to do beer if it's not exactly in the same apartment itself. Halacha Zayin continues the halachas regarding what happens when you rent out your apartment for Pesach. So Hamaskeh Bayis Stam. So if someone leases out his apartment unspecifically, meaning we don't know if he did a bedika from the chametz in his apartment or not, and he rents it out Barba Aser on the 14th of Nisan. Now the landlord is not here to know, ask him, did he do bedika or not? So if he's renting it out on the 14th, the Airbnb on the 14th of Pesach, you quickly get an apartment. We presume that it was checked from the night before by the owners, and in the Torah we don't have to check. Now, but if let's say it's presumed that this owner that's leasing it out, that he didn't check, it's not the type of person. But a child or a woman says, "Oh, we checked it out, and there's no chametz." They're believed because everyone is considered trustworthy regarding getting rid of the chametz. And everyone's valid to do the bedika of the chametz. Even women, slaves, and minors. But who, as long as she is cotton, she is das libdik, as long as that child is ready to the age of chinuch, that he has the intelligence to do a proper bedika. Now, if someone is renting out his apartment to his friend for Pesach, so if they didn't give over the keys yet, the lender to the one who's renting it. It was already Chol Arba Aser, the 14th of Nisan already took effect. The obligation to do the bedikah is on the one who's renting it out because it's still in his possession. Now, but if when he had already given over the key, only then Chol Arba Aser, only then does the 14th. So let's say he rented it out to him already on the 12th or 13th of Nisan. And then comes the 14th of Nisan, then the obligation to check is on the renter. Now, what happens if a maske buys becheske shubati? Someone's coming. He's coming to Florida, and he wants to use the apartment, and he's renting it with the presumption that it was already checked. He wants to just come right in and just walk right in and have the seder. But if it's a shein abati, comes and sees chametz all over the place. It wasn't checked. It's still the obligation to check on the renter. It's not considered as a mistaken acquisition. Say, you know what, I'm not paying for this apartment. No, because the Gemara tells that a person would prefer to perform a mitzvah with his own self. Even though he rented it with the presumption that it was checked, he has to do the bedika. And even where you're going to have to pay for a service, where people pay for people to do the bedika, because he's doing a mitzvah, and like the Gemara tells, a person is pleased to do a mitzvah with his money. So even though he thought it was checked, he would have to hire people himself to do the bedika. Halacha tests regarding someone who leaves his house before Pesach regarding this halacha of the bedika. So, if someone is going on traveling overseas, although Yitzhak B'Shal Yahoo is going in the caravan at a great distance. So if it's Teich Shleish Yom, if it's within 30 days of Pesach, Zaka Glibdik, he has to do the Bedikah within 30 days of the Yomtim, is already considered with the Halachas of the Yomtim. He has to then do a Bedikah then. Now, Koyim Shleish Yom, if you're leaving more than 30 days before the Yomtim, in the Teich Glibdik, he doesn't have to check because he doesn't intend to be home for Pesach, and it's not yet the time for the Yomtim yet. Now, if he died to last to come in Pesach, but if he intends to come back before Pesach, then Tzach Libdik, then he would have to do a Bedikah, V'achal Yetzein then to leave, even though it's more than 30 days before Yom Tov, because Shemi Yachzer Ever Pesach Ben Hashmash, he might come back Ever Pesach by twilight, but Lo Yilib Panay Levar, he's not going to have time to get rid of the Chametz. But the main died to last, if he does not intend to come back, then again, in Tzach Libdik, he does not have to do a Bedikah, rather he just does, by Ever Pesach, he does a Bittul in his heart, wherever he is. And V'chein Oysa Beisai Oitza, a similar case is if someone's making his apartment into a storehouse. So if it's within 30 days of Pesach, Zaka Libdik, you have to check. Because you have to know if there's chametz in your possession within 30 days of Pesach. And Akach Koin says Tzar Latech, and then you bring in all the stuff that you're storing inside of it. But if it's Koin Shleish Miyam, it was before 30 days before Pesach, so it depends. Im Daiti Lefan Ezek Ma Pesach, if he plans on clearing out that storage area before Pesach, on Tzar Libdik, then you have to check. Akach Koin says, and then make it into Oitzah, because if you're going to clear it out, and then you're going to find chametz, you're going to have a problem. So even though it's more than 30 days before, but it's similar to the case of coming back last second, you're not going to have time, so you do it now. But if he doesn't plan on clearing out that storage house, he's going to keep it there for years, he's not going to clear it out before Pesach, so then since it's more than 30 days before Pesach now, in the Tzach Libdik, it's not have to check, because anyways, the chametz is behind all that grain, it's like it's already gotten rid of, because it's buried underneath all that stuff, and therefore, since it's more than 30 days before, and he does not plan on clearing it out, so therefore he could just leave it as it's such, and he would not have to do a bedikah now before moving in all the stuff that he's storing inside that bais.